avancer dans le dialogue.
To move forward with this dialogue, an important point that I think would be useful in addressing some of these points is the PPP model. There should be PPP units in every country. Some countries find themselves at odds with the Sustainable Development Goals on one side, the Sustainable Development Goals that they want to move towards, and on the other, the private sector. The private sector is facing different issues in the market, and finance and supply and demand. And I believe that the PPP model, and we saw this earlier this morning, the PPP model is quite valuable. Finance mechanisms can be designed. Someone mentioned this morning. There's also training, capacity building. I see what's happening in Southeast Asia, for example, where there are a significant number of exchanges, especially in the Asian continent. There's partnerships among universities for youth for young people to involve them in UN-related events. And ensure that little by little, we're giving the youth an opportunity to become more involved in that sector and for the energy sector to draw that talent towards them. It's not always that easy to do. I mean, they must be involved, I'm not saying at the earliest age possible, but while they're still young. Because we want to see how to have more people involved in these sectors. In developing countries, it's a real important topic. And I think that exchanging best practices, as we're doing now, is part of every government's planning process. Another point, it was already mentioned actually, it's financing, that stable financial market is required, because no investor anywhere in the world will invest in a country or in a project unless they have some return on investment expectation. There might be public funds, but the public funds need to be traceable, the funds need to be opened up, the projects need to be monitored and followed up on, and it's a great deal of further progress to be made everywhere in this area. International cooperation, yes, we've talked about that. We can look at Europe, where for some time now, the European Union has a set of countries that communicate. But when we talk about the electric market, the electricity market, or you mentioned a moment ago exporting in Bolivia and Chile and Brazil perhaps, well, that's an important point, because Brazil depends on the electricity from other countries. So if you have months of drought, then where is the energy going to come from if Brazil doesn't have it from their own power plants? Also natural gas. And to decarbonize the natural gas production chain. Solutions that work for some countries might not work for others. So there is not one single model that can be used everywhere. Countries need to be connected, and that's even more so in the case of energy.